Microphones paid for.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, a lot of people do.
PayPal itself is fine, but the bad guys are targeting PayPal customers with the fake PayPal emails to try to lure them to these bad websites.
It's not anything like, I'm in this thing called GayPal.
Gay
you guys
pal,
have that PayPal?
That's a perfectly legitimate website. They will not do that to you with that website.
Thank you.
I love that one.
GayPal.
Say hi to Mayor West.
I can't imagine anyone on eBay being outwitted.
I bet, you know what? I bet there is. I bet there's a website, GayPal.
Well, look.
Yeah.
What the good hackers are doing, of course, is illegal.
Not on my computer, we won't look. Let's go look on Travis's computer upstairs.
He has a bookmark.
Like it hasn't been done a million times.
How you doing, Butler?
Even these good hackers, with their good intentions, are breaking the law, but the Internet is like the Wild Wild West, and there just aren't enough real sheriffs to go around.
Wicked Wild Wild West.
So the good hackers have deputized themselves to fight the bad guys they call cockroaches. Quoting one of the good guys,
Hey! That would be Thing Watches, okay?
All right, I'll modify that.
Thing Roach.
One of the good guys, law enforcement cannot be bothered by them, but we can. Some other computer experts, however, are not convinced. Quoting one, they could get it wrong, just as vigilantes in the Wild West got it wrong. We'd rather see the industry itself find solutions.
Oh, I hate people like
how's
that.
How's that working out for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, really. Let them go ahead, guys. Rock and roll.
Although I did see some vigilantes on the West Coast feed today. In Los Angeles, what are they called? Minutemen?
Right.
They're concerned about our borders.
Right.
And
oh, yeah, I saw that piece.
They were having a protest last night, and some guy, I guess some immigrant guy, there's like 100 of these protesters that surrounded him. He hit the gas, and he ran over a couple of these people.
Wow.
And they're laying in the street. They're being interviewed, and they're saying, we have the same rights as anybody else. And then they interview the guy who says, you know, well, I just think we should build a big old wall around the country. You know, I was feared for my life.
For anybody that's ever seen the movie Jaws, when the fishermen come to town to get the great white shark and they're all leaving, that's the way it was down at this this border location, I think in Arizona, where they were all gathering to volunteer to be Minutemen. It was that kind of guy. It was very, very scary.
But it was a big vigilante thing. That's what made me think of it.
Did you see the vigilantes that were all real short, the minute men?
Oh, I look good.
I did a Google search for gay pal, and
hey, look at that!
It's even the PayPal logo.
Took me to a T-shirt website that sells a gay pal T-shirt that looks like the PayPal logo. So anyway, that's what you'll find.
Hey, look what they got for free.
You look there. And the CIA is also working hard to protect your internet from terrorist attacks. This is amazing. It's interesting. A 3-day war game is underway here in Virginia, in which the spy agency is pretending that our internet has been attacked by a fictional alliance of anti-American organizations.
Shall we play a game?
Exactly.
Shall we play a game?
Under the CIA's Silent Horizon scenario, the alliance is using hackers to disrupt computer communications in this country. And before the 3 days are up, they hope to stop it. But just like on 24, the worst damage will occur in the final hours of this 3-day game. The simulated attacks being played out as if this were the year 2010.
Chloe.
What's odd about it all is that officials have been saying that such an attack is highly unlikely. So,
okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building.
These guys will either save us or be the death of us all.
Yeah, they're great.
The exercise is designed to prepare us for a digital Pearl Harbor. The Republican lawmaker who led the...
I saw that. Ben Affleck is highly overrated in the digital Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to prepare for.
Although it was a great porno movie.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, the Republican...
Pearl Harbor.
That was Pearl... I can't.
Digital Pearl Necklace.
Yes. That's
what it was.
Somebody
Pearl
had
Necklace
to say it.
Harbor.
Thank you. The Republican lawmaker who led the charge against the French for criticizing the war in Iraq is now criticizing the war in Iraq. North Carolina Republican Congressman Walter...
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Walter Jones says he now regrets being the one who suggested we call French fries freedom fries.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
Ancient White House reporter Helen Thomas showed the young ones how it's done yesterday.
Hey, let me just say...
Yeah?
She still gets it done.
I know what she does.
Tell me about this story.
Better than most, she had the following exchange with White House spokesman Scott McClellan. Helen, you said the U.S. is in Afghanistan and Iraq by invitation. Would you like to correct that incredible distortion of American history?
Hello!
McClellan, no, we are. That's where we currently... Helen, your credibility is already mired. How can you say that? McClellan, you're taking that comment out of context.
Hello!
Helen, were we invited to Iraq? McClellan, there are two democratically elected governments now in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we're there at their invitation.
Hello!
Helen, you mean if they ask us out, we would have left? McClellan, no, Helen, I'm talking about today. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, good for her.
Hi there, Bob, Billy.
Hello!
Whatever your name is.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, John Norman.
I just can't get over how hot Helen Thomas is.
Oh, she, and she still manages to look stunning.
Please, Jesus, if I die before I wake, please let me come back as the seat in the White House press corps that Helen Thomas sat on.
Oh, hello. Stand in line.
And
stand in line.
Maybe the FBI has the same bad sources as Newsweek, because the FBI's investigation has also turned up reports that American troops abused the Muslim holy book to try to get our war prisoners to talk. The Pentagon says these reports are fabricated to undermine the work of the U.S. military and to stir up other prisoners. Quoting one report, they flushed the Koran down the toilet. The Pentagon says it was the prisoners who tore out the pages and then blamed it on the guards. Newsweek was taken to task for its report. We worry about what might happen to the FBI for reporting the same thing.
I want to play the guards. I want to play the guards. I got the longest yard on my mind.
Dumbasses. Like that. Hold on, was it? The Koran is jammed in our air conditioning compressor.
That's why
the problem is.
That's why it's not working.
Stuff
Tony
in
Diggs
there.
Did it.
You know, even with the heat, you are plugging right till the end. And I dig that about you, man.
We all are.
The Koran, the fact that they're so upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, like if someone had me in a room and said, look, here is your Bible.
Right.
I'm going to set it on fire. You know what I'd say? Where's the cigar?
Yeah.
Where do I light up?
Yeah, it's true.
Right. Oh, look,
that's why they are different than we are.
Here is your Constitution. I'm going to use it as toilet paper.
Right.
Hey, have a nice dump.
It's the whole
what
thing.
Do I care? It's a piece of paper, you jackass.
But it's their culture and ours.
It means different things to different people.
And they're wrong and we're right.
How about we shouldn't be around them?
Yeah, how about we shouldn't be around anybody?
Yeah, I agree.
Is that,
build the wall. I'm coming over to your side.
Is that too crazy? Join the militia?
Yes.
Join the Minutemen?
The Minutemen.
The Minutemen.
The Minutemen, yes.
All our job is at the Minutemen is to search and see if anyone's coming over the border illegally and then notify the proper authorities. But to do that, of course, I require this oversized handgun. The
I'm
FBI.
Dying of thirst. I'd like some minute-made orange.
Oh, minute-made.
Right. And remind me, I'm going to be looking for a new job this weekend. I got to get out my resume.
Just a minute.
Now let's resume the news.
Well, let me tell you, the FBI may also be investigating the cross burnings in North Carolina.
Rob,
never there.
Tell you what, I'll tell you about that when we come back.
Oh, okay, you tease.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
And
meow.
Hold on, what happened?
Start again.
Oh, ming, 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 ming. I hope everything's not melting in here now.
It is.
We're melting.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pop meow. There we go.
They're not cheap, just thoughtless.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Time for more Buzz. Buzz brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good. Smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Once again, here is Buzzito. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The FBI may be looking into cross burnings in North Carolina. Last night, three cross burnings in Durham in separate spots around the city in just over an hour.
Now, Rob, no matter how much you try, you are not going to be able to get all of those.
The ashes all over.
Watch out, you.
Flyers with Ku Klux Klan slogans were found
Thursday
at one of the locations. It's something that hasn't happened in Durham since at least 1968. Quoting the mayor, at this day and time, I thought we'd be beyond that. The first burning cross appeared outside an Episcopal church, the next at a construction site for a new apartment complex, and the third at a big intersection downtown. Each cross was made of 2x4s, each about 7 feet tall and 4 feet wide, wrapped in burlap and doused with kerosene.
Not my work. I always use pine.
The feds have now shut down the website that allegedly allowed people to download the new Star Wars movie. The movie was downloaded more than 10...
I know nothing about that.
That's so bad.
Downloaded more than 10,000 times.
Don't do that.
Very bad, please don't.
George Lucas really needs the money.
That's right.
Don't download that movie.
You're going to break the man.
Don't. Please, return of the cyst.
10,000 times in the first 24 hours, even before the movie was released to theaters.
Horrific buzz.
The Elite Torrents site had more than 133,000 members and offered nearly 18,000 movies and software programs.
Hello, Mrs. Torrents.
Illegally.
That's The Shining, don't you know?
Go there today and you'll see the message, this site has been permanently shut down by the FBI for copyright infringement.
George Lucas.
The feds also busted some of the site's customers in Austin, Texas, Erie, PA, Philadelphia, Chicago, and Leavenworth, Kansas, to name a few places. Quoting one official, today's crackdown sends a clear message to anyone involved in the online theft of copyrighted works that they cannot hide behind the new technology.
If you bust them at Leavenworth, it's a quick trip to the jail.
And in sports...
It is...
You're right.
Inevitable. Inevitable.
In sports...
It is what? Inevitable. What? Inevitable. It will inevitably even happen.
In sports, Brett Favre is finally...
The new world is inevitable. What about Brett Favre?
He's finally sold his home in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Shut everything down.
Brett Favre. And it didn't go to a Packers fan. Kept Don from hearing that it wasn't purchased by a Packers fan. Was not purchased by a Packers fan.
Start over.
Okay. Brett Favre has sold his home in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The one that was on eBay, right?
Right, and it didn't go to a Packers fan. It went to a doctor with 8 kids who says he bought it because of its size, 7,800 square feet. The house has 5 full baths. The tax man values the house at $958,000. The Favres were asking $1.3 million. They got $895,000. The baseball coach at a high
school... That's right. That's right. Very good. Thank you, everybody.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
That's right. So
don't say don't say nothing about my man.
It's pretty cool, though. You live in a house. Brett Favre lived here.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
American hero he is.
Yes, Yoda.
Brett Favre.
American hero he is.
Go, Pack, go!
How sweaty I am.
The baseball coach at a high school in Miami has resigned because he was asked to. Coach Collazo became the center of controversy a week ago when his team lost to a Christian school. He took down his pants, took out his junk, pointed to it, and asked the players if they had a set of these or a vagina.
Thank you!
Coach Collazo led his school to the state championship last season.
That sounds like the morning exercise here at WJFK.
How the mighty have fallen.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Yeah, but here it's not a rhetorical question.
And finally, crooks are notoriously stupid.
Was?
Yes.
Did you make these up?
I swear this is true.
Okay.
In New York City, a man wanted for 2 taxicab robberies walked into a New York police station to ask about a friend who had been arrested. While he was waiting, Chucky Hernandez was not aware he was standing next